This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free as we launch into the third hour of the program. We got time for you if you want to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Venezuelan's government, the completely now controlled by the governmental party, whatever socialist party it is, they have apparently abolished all other political parties in Venezuela. And Daryl, you were sharing that story with us from Mises, Cuba,
yes,
which was a surprise to find out that that existed.
I've known about that for, I'd say, probably about a year and a half. Because
I'm surprised they let it exist.
They
Cuba.
Broke the story about the Libertarian Party of Cuba's executive committee getting arrested.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't believe they even have a Libertarian Party in Cuba, given how controlling of a country that is. And apparently they arrested them, so I guess
yes.
That explains. Are they still in jail, or did they let them out, I wonder?
I don't know.
Yeah. So Cuba, of course, is one of the countries that backs up Venezuela. Whenever Venezuela does something tyrannical, the government of Cuba and Russia are usually two of the commie governments in the world that will step up and say, we support this.
When's the last time Russia backed up Venezuela?
Not too long ago. I remember seeing it in news headlines.
And that backing up their economic development or just the fact that they're anti-U.S.?
I believe Russia
probably
and Cuba,
all of the above.
I believe Russia and Cuba both endorsed the election results of Maduro.
All right, yeah, and I remember that,
yeah.
Right.
So whereas the rest of the world was, like, when, for instance, this scam election happened and
right.
the Constituent Assembly, so-called, in Venezuela was formed, that was a time at which those other governments, those communist governments of the world, basically said, yep, we think these were legitimate elections. Whereas the rest of the world essentially looked at it and said, this was a scam from top to bottom. And so, Daryl, you were sharing some of the proposed or purported new provisions of this new constitution that's being put together by this Constituent Assembly,
yes.
which was formed completely on the outside of any kind of legitimate political process by excluding anyone from the opposition parties from even running for the Constituent Assembly,
yes.
which is now doing the work of putting this new constitution together.
Correct.
So it's all just going to be foisted upon the people of Venezuela, and the government's going to act like it's completely legitimate.
Right, because Maduro set the thing up, and so therefore reasons.
And whatever he says goes, and if you try to run against him, he'll put you in a jail cell.
As part of your punishment, even if he put you on house arrest, part of your punishment is you are prohibited from running for political office.
Yep, that's right. So we've got more news. Was there any more from that story that you wanted to share, or was that pretty much
it? There's a good bit more from Argus,
okay.
where they're going through some of the provisions of the draft constitution.
Oh, okay, because you had mentioned that this Argus looked at this draft constitution, and part of it was that they're going to be replacing the existing PDVSA, which is the oil company, the
yes.
government-run oil company that's been in place for decades, replacing it with another government-run
oil company.
With a, quote, new organism or entity that will be created to manage the oil industry, including its subsidiaries, strategic associations, and joint ventures. Article 340 of the draft constitution says the state will retain
Article
full...
Article 340 or 3.40?
340.
Jesus. 340 articles. That's
well,
a lot of articles.
The previous was 342. The
okay.
next one after this is 343. Then there's 344.
Yeah.
There's a
That's
bunch
of articles
here. Now, I don't know if they're just, you know, striking the existing numbers and then starting over from, the last number used was 320, so we're starting from there. I don't know okay. how they're doing their numbering. It could be section 1 is 100,
you
and then section 2.
You know it's going to be a rambling, long
probably.
Political treatise.
But, again, Article 340 says that the state will retain full control over all hydrocarbon exploration and production activities. The word hydrocarbon, as defined in the text, includes crude oil and gas. as, or at least according to an ANC official. Article 343 says that PDV will retain a majority stake and decision-making control over all exploration and production joint ventures with foreign companies. Article 341 prioritizes labor's direct involvement and participation in the use of national technologies, science, and techniques. The article also states that foreign technology will only be used when national technology does not exist or when national technology is insufficient.
Which will basically be all the time. Because the government is terrible.
Do you think they'll ever admit that the national technology is insufficient?
I don't know.
Or will they take the foreign technology and then rebrand it
as though it were national
to where it's theirs?
Could be.
Article 344 alludes to likely reforms of existing oil and gas laws to ensure compliance with new constitution frameworks for oil and gas ventures.
All right. Do we need to read all these? It's basically all about how they're taking over their own thing with
yeah.
their own thing.
Is
there anything in this story about the other articles that have nothing to do with oil?
No, this okay. all seems to be with oil. Yeah. The end says the government is apparently seeking to complete the constitutional text and possibly subject it to a popular referendum before January 10th.
In which, of course, the opposition won't be allowed to vote.
January 10th. Is when President Nicolas Maduro's term ends. So
just
let's vote on
time.
This. Let's vote on this at the same time that we vote on a new president. Oh, and by the way, ha ha ha, none of the opposition can run against the guy, which means none of the opposition will go vote because why the hell would they?
Well, right. I mean, part of the Constitution, I'm just going to predict here, and we haven't read it. This is just an analysis of part of their proposed.
Right. I did try to find a draft and was unable to do
yeah,
so.
Yeah, hard to find that. So part of this is likely going to just basically abolish elections, right? Like, why would they bother? Why even bother with the illusion of elections at this point? Because nobody's
fooled
by it.
Even in China, they have elections.
True.
There's only one candidate allowed on the ballot. Anybody that's an independent, while technically there are laws on the books in China that do allow
right.
for independent candidates.
Yeah.
Whenever an independent candidate tries to get on the ballot, they're promptly arrested, placed on house arrest,
yeah.
and not allowed to petition. But even China has elections.
And they also attempt to intimidate the people who are willing to sign petitions as well.
Right.
They bring undercover secret police in and like lurk around the places oh. where these candidates are and try to stop people from connecting with
yeah.
them.
And then you lose your Sesame credit, goes all the way down, and next thing you know, you can't rent.
The Sesame credit?
You live it out in the street.
You're talking about the government score, the social score
yeah.
of China's government?
Yeah.
I don't think they called them Sesame credits.
That was one of the names.
No, that's
that,
the name of the that's
really?
The name of the company. That's
really?
The, yeah, it's the name of the program.
Wow. Okay. So here's the other news out of Venezuela. We had told you about how they were locking down the border, and we touched on this during the week of the Bitcoin conference that we were at, the New Hampshire Free State or the Free State Blockchain Conference. We touched on the story. I don't think we really got into it about how Venezuela has created a new border patrol agency. One that didn't exist before, apparently.
Right.
And so they've created border patrol, border guards. Ostensibly, the claim was to stop the Colombians from coming into Venezuela.
Oh. Right. So let me remind people that the Berlin Wall was mm-hmm. not built to keep the communists in the communist part of Berlin.
Yeah.
According to the communists, it was called the Anti-Fascist Protection Rampart. They built it to keep the Americans out.
Mm.
They built it to keep the British out. They built it to keep the French out. That was the reason given yeah. by the communists. But the actual practical effect was it kept the communists from leaving the communist areas.
Well, they were right in a way that it kept foreigners from coming in with suitcases full of jeans and other products that the Russians would want to purchase.
But the walls work both ways.
Yeah, they work both
yeah.
ways.
And
in that case.
In this case, it's not a wall, but a border a patrol agency. And they claim the reason is because they don't want the Colombians coming in. The reality is, why the hell would any Colombian want to come into Venezuela? Why would anybody in their right mind want to come into Venezuela and experience an absolute hellhole?
Unless it was black market
unless they're selling
merchants.
Things. Sure.
Is there a marathon?
You'd go down there for that? Would you really?
Probably.
Please
That's
don't.
Pretty crazy.
We'd be sending money to get your body back.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. So I don't know. Luke Radowski and Jeff Berwick went down there and they made it out.
Hmm.
There's more coming up here in moments. And so the other side of this, we'll tell you more about the wall and then what's happening. Because if you can't get out, there's only one way out, and that's suicide.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community, Horizen.global.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also in the Discord on-air call-in line room is open and available to you. And I say room, I mean there's four of them, so you can jump in any one of those, and we'll join you in there. And then you'll sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us if you want to get on the radio. Otherwise, we'll talk about stuff like what's going on in Venezuela, where suicide is on the rise as more and more people are just turning to ending their lives rather than putting up with being hungry and having their families getting sick because they can't get access to medicine, having their purchasing power drop on a daily basis through insane hyperinflation. We can continue with that story coming up here in moments. I do also want to let you know that Bitcoin.com is one of our prime sponsors here on Free Talk Live, longtime sponsor of this show. And if you want to learn about Bitcoin, now's a great time to do it. We are coming up on what is arguably the 10th anniversary of the release of Bitcoin to the world. And, Daryl, you said that it was Halloween, actually, in 2008. When, what was it, Satoshi released, was it released the GitHub code
that
he did?
That's my understanding, yes. Yeah.
And then later on, it was actually, I guess, turned loosed into the wild to some other extent in January of 2009. So yes. It depends on where you draw the line, but we're coming up on that first potential line draw here in about the next week. So go to Bitcoin.com. It's definitely not too late to learn about this. Even though you're a decade late, it's still not too late because we're still on the early end of this thing. If you think about how short of a time Bitcoin has been around compared to the rest of the forms of money, like gold and silver and paper money, this is a drop in the bucket. 10 years is nothing. So where does it go from here? Who knows? But you should probably learn the basics by going to Bitcoin.com. Take their Bitcoin Academy. Learn about Bitcoin BTC and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, and more over at Bitcoin.com. Plus, they've got their news site, which has the latest news headlines from around the globe about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Once again, that's Bitcoin.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. Bloomberg reporting that the patients arrive by night or in broad daylight, alive and sometimes dead. A record surge of suicides in troubled Venezuela is wearing down doctors who work at the university hospital in the Andean site of Mérida. People who have tried to kill themselves arrive at uncertain rhythm, or at an uncertain rhythm that breeds dread in the professionals who receive them. Ignacio Sandia, who heads the psychiatry department, says, "We live between terror and impotence. We constantly think that we can't do what we should in the moment we're able to, and we're terrified that patients commit suicide and there's nothing we can do for them." Suicides are rapidly increasing, or rather, according to Bloomberg, across this once wealthy nation, but particularly in mountainous Mérida, where they're hitting levels never before seen. The Venezuelan Violence Observatory, a non-governmental organization, estimates that the state's suicide rate was more than 19 per 100,000 in the year 2017. Only 12 nations in the world have a rate so high. Such deaths are becoming ordinary in a population plagued by hyperinflation, hunger, and mass emigration. That means people leaving if they can get out. Now, again, as we just pointed out, there's a new Border Patrol agency whose job it is to keep people from leaving Venezuela. Because, well, if everybody's just free to leave Venezuela, then if they can afford to, they're gonna. I mean, look at what's going on with Honduras. They didn't have to have a lot of money to gather into a large mass and cross the border. And maybe that's what the people of Venezuela ought to consider doing as well. Get a large number of people and just cross and get out of there. Because if you just go one at a time, they're going to pick you off.
Right.
They're going to stop you. But if you've got a few thousand people behind you, well, they don't have enough bullets to stop you. And as we saw in Mexico, at the border of Guatemala and Mexico, the Mexican government didn't even bother to try. I mean, they sort of tried with a few rubber bullets and, you know, some tear gas, but they certainly didn't escalate the violence. Would Maduro escalate to shooting? He might. He may be that desperate to stop people from leaving because, ultimately, people are his one resource, right? They don't have any good money. They don't have any oil, really, that they can utilize effectively. They've got the oil in the ground, but they're failing at exporting it for various different reasons. So he doesn't want people to leave. Such deaths are, again, becoming ordinary. Zamara Betancourt, a neurologist who leads or heads mental health services at Corpsalud Mérida, the public health system, blames scarcities of antidepressants and anti-anxiety medicine and loneliness as loved ones leave.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention. They don't have a means of escape. They come home, if they even have a job,
yeah,
and they don't even have alcohol.
You can't afford
drugs,
to buy alcohol.
Anything.
How could you afford it?
You can't go out on the streets and have a good time because it's just nothing to do.
Merida, smaller than Connecticut, with a namesake capital city, is known for sleepy farming towns, snow-capped peaks, has about 1 million residents. Blackouts roil the region. There was another headline recently about major blackouts across, I think it was Caracas. Gasoline and public transportation shortages, Caracas is not in this area, but public transportation shortages force residents to hitchhike through trash-strewn streets. And just imagine what that's like. Students at the university in the Andes have fled, taking any contagious optimism with them. Absent reliable official figures, the Violence Observatory combed press clippings and police and hospital registries to document more than 190 suicides in Merida last year. The death of Angel Isol Mendez, age 75, ended a decline that mirrored the state's. His bodega in a rural town ran out of goods. Hunger withered his body, and a lack of insulin riddled his feet with diabetic sores. On August 23rd, his son found him in the store's barren anteroom, shot dead by his own revolver. His wife, Sonia Arellano, said, "There wasn't anything left to sell. Nothing. Not even a piece of candy. Everything was going wrong. He felt like a prisoner. I figured it forced him to make a decision." Many final decisions, doctors and authorities say, are made on impulse. Farmhand Yudis Miguel Valero Sanchez, age 20, last year broke his leg falling from a truck bed. He lapsed into a deep depression, and after a Christmas Eve fight, he dashed from the family's one-room house and hanged himself. His mother, Maria Leda Sanchez, said at the time, "I still come here at times to ask him why he did it," she said as she stood under the tree where her son died. And then there's a picture of garbage right there in the middle of the story, just to show you what it can be like, where just straight up in the middle of the median, basically, in what appears to be a fairly wide, maybe four-lane street in one of the cities there, just a pile of garbage strewn about. The government has been opaque about the deaths, as with inflation, homicides, and HIV statistics, the autocratic government of President Nicolas Maduro often keeps silent for years at a time. Yet scraps of data confirm the surge. In Greater Caracas, there were 131 suicides in June and July, 2 months, according to a national investigative police document obtained by Bloomberg News. That implies a total this year of 786 in the capital alone. Again, presuming the numbers stay consistent over the months. By comparison, the entire nation had 788 suicides in all of the year 2012, the last reliable accounting by Venezuela's National Statistics Institute. So again, in just the capital this year, they're estimating 786 so far, compared to 6 years ago when it was 788 for the entire country of Venezuela. A country of, 30 million people, I think, about?
Roughly.
We're coming up here in moments. Suicide is one exit for the people of Venezuela, and some of them are taking it. It's Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
The FBI says they have identified at least five suspicious packages addressed to prominent liberal and democratic political figures over the past 3 days that contain potentially destructive devices. Michael Balboni is a former New York State Homeland Security Director. He says what the FBI is looking into.
Try to get a timeline for when that package, when that delivery came. How did it get to the facility? What truck was it in? What type of stamps were on it? And then try to trace it back to what, where it might have come, and then obviously who might have deposited within the post office box. Today's postal service is a lot different than years ago. With all the cameras out there, you can actually tell when someone went and possibly put it into the delivery system.
Rough day for the Dow as it was down 608 points and closed the day at 24,583. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free, bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Suicides on the rise in Venezuela. Across the country, the numbers are up quite a bit compared to what they were just 6 years ago, when things were relatively stable by comparison in 2012, compared to what they are now, with hyperinflation ravaging the country. And, of course, that results in all kinds of problems, like shortages of food. You know, like basic food is very, very hard to come across. You have to stand in lines for hours in order to get the most basic food items, if you even can get any. You're probably better off going through the black market, where at the very least products are more available, although you obviously are going to pay black market rates for them. But if it's available, then that's better than nothing. And it's just a tragic situation we've been following here for years on Free Talk Live, as it's gotten worse and worse. And these poor people are now trapped there more so than ever, with a new formation of a border patrol to keep people inside Venezuela and prevent them from leaving the country because, well, as you might imagine,
human capital. Can't let your peasants go.
Right. People want to get the hell out of there. And so remember a couple of years ago, there was actually a story where Maduro allowed some people to leave Venezuela, like thousands of them. To go shopping in Colombia across the border.
They never came back.
A lot of them did never come back. That's true.
Some of them did and then complained about the price gouging in Colombia.
Yeah, because you can actually buy things in Colombia. Like, magically, as soon as you cross the border into Colombia, there's products available. You want to buy a bunch of rice? No problem. You know, there's bags full of it. But, you can't get that in Venezuela.
Yeah, Darrell, I don't understand. They were complaining. What price gouging? Gouging in their own country, or Colombians were price gouging?
No. So the claim, because in Venezuela, the government sets prices.
Correct.
Below market values.
In a lot of cases, yeah.
In Colombia, they sell things
for what they're worth.
So when you go to a store that has zero of something, but it's priced at two, well, you can't buy any because there are none, but it's only two. And then you go across the river where they actually have some, but it's actually worth six.
But do you think that if they're right, if it's right there on the border, do you think that they might have raised their prices a little? Because they knew a bunch of the same thing they do with cigarettes and gas stations here in this country.
Yeah, the demand is high, so why not raise the price a little bit?
It's available. It's available. And your country, if you can't do it, I mean, you gotta
pay the price.
But even if they only had it marked at whatever the regular price is,
it would seem expensive.
It would seem expensive to a Venezuelan who is used to prices being set below market levels, even though it's not available.
I'm sure most people were grateful to get whatever they could at whatever price. Obviously, somebody's going to complain when you're dealing with 10,000 people crossing a border or whatever it was.
Because some of these reports were coming from state media, they may have only interviewed people knew that were loyal to Maduro who would say the things that they wanted said.
Good point. So there's a little bit more here, but we're going to David. He's in San Francisco. We've been talking about the suicide rates, which are up drastically in Venezuela. Go ahead, David. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hurry up. Well, I was going to tie it to world affairs and Saudi Arabia. As you might know, Venezuela has got, I think they say they've got 25% of the oil reserves of South America. So they potentially are a vastly wealthy country. But Saudi Arabia was playing with product dumping, you know, if you're familiar with that. They were doing price dumping of oil and brought it down so low that Venezuela was going broke. And that's part of the reason why Venezuela's economic crisis is the way it is.
No.
And what's going on right now in Saudi Arabia, the fact that that kingdom is now seen as very suspect, that should allow for, as you were talking about, market forces to come into play again.
The thing you're missing here is there aren't market forces in the oil business in Venezuela. There's a one-size-fits-all government company that has basically been run into the ground by government mismanagement, and it doesn't have anything to do with the claim that you're making here that somebody somewhere in, you know, the UAE or Saudi Arabia or whoever in the Middle East has been unloading product at, you know, so-called below-market rates.
They started doing that in 2011. And you remember when ISIS had captured so much of this Iraqi and Syrian oil fields that the oil prices were at $110 a barrel, and ISIS was selling them from between $10 and $20 a barrel, bootlegged. And it got involved in Swiss banks. It got involved in every oil company in the world was buying this oil so cheap. And the Saudi Arabians were behind ISIS.
Though, that Venezuela is well-situated in a very warm part of the globe. They're right there near the equator.
Yep.
Very, very nice, you know, temperate climate. They can grow all kinds of things. There's much more to Venezuela than just oil. And there's no doubt that there was a lot of money coming in to the government from the oil sales because, again, the government runs the oil company there, PDVSA. And so if the Venezuelan country was actually a market where there was some freedom, then people would have been able to decide on their own what they wanted to sell at the market, what they wanted to farm and create and bring to the market and compete with. And the idea that because somebody's competitive on price is going to destroy an entire country's economy is ridiculous.
Why didn't this affect every other country that deals in oil across the globe?
It did. Yeah. Fracking in America fell apart.
Where's their hyperinflation?
Right.
Fracking in America fell apart.
Where is the hyperinflation in those other countries that have oil?
Well, there's complications with Venezuela, and that
yeah.
has to do with their debt, and that
what?
Their debts were, in other words, if you paid attention to Puerto Rico's debt, Puerto Rico could be a vastly wealthy country or, you know, province of America. And they've got four of the biggest pharmaceutical companies in the world are based in Puerto Rico. They could be hugely profitable, but these debt vultures, these debt vampires, have intentionally targeted certain countries, and Venezuela was one of them.
What you're saying is the government got into debt with who?
Well, when Venezuela was going strong under I'm trying to think of who it was.
Chavez.
It was a government-owned oil company, right?
The people still own the oil.
Right. The people own the oil.
No.
And so when you're
the people do not own the oil.
The government
is a fantasy. This is a fantasy that you have, the idea that the people own the oil. If you own something, then you have control over it. And I'm telling you, if you show up to the port and decide to, in Venezuela, with a tanker that actually can hold oil and has been internationally certified, because the Venezuelan's oil company, PDVSA, has failed at international certification for their tankers. So if you were to show up with a tanker as a citizen of Venezuela and say, fill her up, boys, I got a good old tanker here, and I'm a citizen of Venezuela, and this is my oil.
Not with that,
I got
not
a
with 50 that
gallon drum.
Yeah. Not with that accent. Well,
who
what do you think's going to happen,
tankers?
Buddy? Huh?
Who decertified their tankers? Was that Mitch McConnell's wife?
No.
You mean Elaine Chao? You know, she's the head of Department of Transportation.
Right. It's all a United States conspiracy is why
sure,
the Venezuelan government is a
complete.
That's what the Venezuelans say.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the most ridiculous claim.
Venezuela, which, by the way, has more oil in reserve than Saudi Arabia.
Hey, I agree. I agree with this gentleman that they were on their way down, but I think it was helped by certain organizations, certain departments of this country who wanted to see them fail.
Well, I mean,
it is about oil sales.
Certainly, if you you put sanctions on a country, that's not going to help them.
Right.
There's no doubt about that. But again, hyperinflation is the choice of the government. There's more coming up.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We have moments remaining, enough time for you if you want to call in and spout off pro-government, pro-Venezuelan propaganda, blaming their problems on everything else but the government.
Oh, blame it. This week it's Saudi Arabia. They're doing everything bad these days.
Well, that's what the caller was suggesting earlier, David in San Francisco, blaming Saudi Arabia for flooding the oil market and therefore destroying the economy in Venezuela. And I'm sorry, but a little bit of competition in an industry, even an important industry, is not enough or shouldn't be enough to completely sink an entire nation.
The entire economy, correct.
The Venezuelan economy and nation was sunk by the government's policies, by their policies of nationalizing industry. So they've taken over hundreds of companies in Venezuela and run them into the ground. By their policy of hyperinflation, of continually printing more and more currency in order to enrich the government and their buddies, which is what inflation does, is it, you know, benefits the military and corporate industrial complex and the government agencies over everybody else and steals wealth from the average people, printing, you know, money endlessly to the point of hyperinflation, thereby ravaging the currencies, whatever value it had at one time, it no longer does. It's been so ravaged that they had to replace their currency in August this year, or they didn't have to, but they did replace their currency with a new version of the Bolivar that knocked 5 zeros off of their currency. So, I mean, a 500,000 Bolivar note became a 5 Bolivar note.
Yeah.
And, of course, the inflation continues. So they're, you know, they're continuing on with cranking out the printing presses and making even more of the so-called sovereign Bolivar to debase it even further.
Yeah, it's always interesting when you look back, you know, when these whole countries, these whole nations fail. I'm looking, you know, I'm thinking particularly of, you know, history and what the historians write. How, what was the cause? Who, why, what was our sorrow? Why did these countries fail the way that they did? And it's never about mismanagement, government mismanagement.
No,
it's always,
blame someone else.
It's always a scapegoat. It's always another government.
Blame the United States.
It's always the 1%, or it's always, you know, whatever. So right. The Black Plague.
Right, and things were better under the predecessor to Maduro, right? So under Chavez, they were
right.
better, but that's not because Chavez was a great leader or anything like that. It's just they hadn't fallen yet.
He just ruled during the golden time,
yeah.
the golden era.
There was a good time when they were getting in a bunch of money because of the price of oil, and so they were rolling in dough because of that. But that was also the time at which they were nationalizing industries left and right. And so they set up these dominoes to fall, and then after Chavez died and Maduro came on, he inherited a mess, and he couldn't hold it together because he doesn't know anything about economics. He's a bus driver. That's what he did before he became Chavez's right-hand man. And so they just put this, bus driver in charge of the country, and not to say that anybody else would be better, because, again, it was all set up to fail. So anyway, there's more to the story here about, in fact, you've actually got more, we were talking about suicides,
right.
But I know, Daryl, you wanted to talk about the blackouts a little
right,
bit more.
Right, because you had mentioned the blackouts, and I was like, I hadn't heard about this, let me see what I can find.
I have
a fairly recent article
on the suicides, though, first. So we were talking about the numbers where in the capital city alone this year, 786 suicides so far. By comparison, the entire nation had 788 suicides in 2012. So way more people killing themselves. Now, it's a chronic situation, said Caracas psychiatrist Minerva Calderon. She said a sensation of hopelessness takes over and people see there's no exit. Convite, an advocacy group for the elderly, said suicides among older Venezuelans rose 67% in the year 2017 from the previous year. This month, children's rights group SECODAP released a study showing an 18% increase in suicides by minors in the year 2017. Remember, 2015, 2016, 2017, these are years where the average Venezuelan lost 12 to 24 pounds.
Right.
More so the second year the third year than the first year. Morita's rates have long surpassed the national average. Officially, Corpus Salud says the figures more than doubled to 9 per 100,000 in 2016. Over the previous year, last year's numbers are still being compiled, but analysts say the National Investigative Police, who record the deaths, are systematically underestimating reality. Gustavo Paez, who runs the Violence Observatory's Morita chapter, says no government benefits from revealing statistics that prove their country is one of the most violent in the world. Neither Morita's investigative police division nor Venezuela's interior ministry, which oversees the force, responded to requests for interviews or official data. They're nestled in the mountains near the Colombian border, and psychiatrists say self-harm has always been elevated there in reaction to a conservative and closed culture. Others point to alcoholism and genetic traits made more prevalent due to intermarriage. The Maduro administration is making matters worse by denying the nation's collapse is even happening. The question for the one who's suffering becomes, am I the only one this is happening to? If the problem isn't the government, if it isn't the situation in the country, the problem is me. And if I die, it solves everything, Sandia said. Adriana Rangel, who's an accountant, said her father felt like a burden after a rare autoimmune disease ended his career in advertising. Jose Felix Rangel's days became never-ending hunts for medicine, and he spent sleepless nights in his Merida home playing guitar in the company of his dog, Coco. He became completely consumed by the situation in the country, said Rangel, and he hanged himself on July 20th, 2016.
You know, this is nothing new when it comes to economic hardships. I'm looking at some statistics from our Great Depression here in this country.
Mm-hmm.
The decade leading up to the Great Depression, 1920 to 1928, it was 12.1 per 100,000 suicide rate.
Similar.
1929... The Great Crash, it jumped up to 18.1.
Wow, a 50% increase.
And then between 30 and 40, it nestled at about 15.4. So, this is, people, they lose their livelihoods. They don't have, if they're sitting on the street, standing at a bread line.
Think about it. This guy lost his job, basically. His career ended because, who wants to buy advertising when nobody has any money?
Right.
So he can't do anything anymore. Well, this other kid hurt himself or whatever, and this dude's looking around for medicine all the time. He's a burden on his family. I'm sure it's not hard to justify and just say to yourself, hey, I love my family. I don't want them to have to take care of me anymore.
Yep. Right.
And just end it.
And, I would do the same. I would,
A lot of people would.
During hard times, I would not want to be a burden on on my friends, my family, anybody, even my community. It's like, there are easier ways out.
So, let's get into blackouts.
Yeah, so fairly lengthy article from the Miami Herald talking about some of the daily life of people, but I'm skipping that. They say that some Venezuelans do have generators, but they're expensive, too expensive for most.
Yeah.
The cost, between $250 and $450, but the Venezuelans' monthly minimum wage is $9. Zulia State, which is one of the ones hardest hit, apparently, by the blackouts, had 11,131 power failures between January and September of this year.
Jesus. 11,000. I wonder what the average length of it was.
In September alone, there were 2,947 power crashes in Zulia, according to Exia Lopez, chairwoman of a group called the Blackouts Committee, which receives daily reports from citizens of power cuts. She calls the numbers horrifying, and as with every other statistic in Venezuela, the government stopped revealing those statistics 8 years ago.
Just some quick math on that 11,000 number over the first, 9 months of the year, basically.
Yeah.
So that's about three quarters of the year, roughly. It's about 40 failures per day.
Yeah. They say public transportation, already diminished by the economic crisis, becomes even more dysfunctional when the power flickers and goes out. Communications work erratically. People's routines are on hold. Yeah. Lines of cars are two blocks long at a gas station. Commerce and education are paralyzed. So basically, you can't really do anything because the power keeps going out, and again, they're talking.
This has got to be one of the challenges for the Dashers and the Bitcoiners who are down there trying to give the people of Venezuela an alternative currency that doesn't, is not subject to insane hyperinflation. If you don't have power, you don't have crypto.
Yeah.
So that's one of the huge problems that they're going to have to overcome somehow.
Omar Prieto, Zulia's governor and a supporter of Nicolas Maduro, declared earlier this month that the electric crisis in Zulia was over. But then a massive power failure in a substation in Carabobo left 11 Venezuelan states, including Zulia, without electricity for 12 to 18 hours on October 15th.
The only way it could have been better is if it had happened during his speech.
Yeah.
Yeah. I declare the defense. Cut. No, it's over.
Yeah. They say that more than 80% of the power generation in Zulia isn't working.
80%.
Yes. In just one state.
Imagine 40 outages in one day. Imagine.
No, thank you.
I mean, we get maybe one outage a year here or something like
that.
During a storm, you know? Out of time tonight. Join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. You're in Venezuela. Good luck. Get out.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.